بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. One of the ayats that we recited tonight, the ayat that the person has to follow that ayat alone would involve his whole life sufficient for him. That is, he wants to follow the ayat of the person. إِنَّ مَّا يَعْمُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. Allah Ta'ala commands us to be just, to be fair. Just, to be fair, to be balanced. Balance when it comes to your ibadat, that you must not overdo anything. You must do what Nabi Karim was going to us to do. Some people want to overdo things. Even in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, also certain people, they want to keep their fast the whole day, the whole year. They want to read namaz the whole day and night. Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped them, that you must be balanced, you must be moderate. Nowadays you find people reading books of the people of the past, saints. They were different, they could do what they could do. Now we're not supposed to follow them, because then it will be harmful for us. So we have been balanced. Allah has made us like that balance. Everything must be in moderation. We sleep also, we eat also, we fast also. Everything must be in moderation. There must not be such thing that we do over something that knows, looking at others. Eat also properly. Certain people, they read the books of the past, and the saints should not eat, and so little they should eat. Their strength was something else. Our strength is nothing. If we're going to do that, then what can happen to us? So we are not supposed to do those things. We have to follow, like one person told us, Thani Rahmatullah Ali, that the benefit that I derived from your kitab, I did not derive from Imam Ghazali Rahmatullah Ali. But what an answer he gave. See, those people are so great. Now we are very weak. The people of weak ones, they'll benefit from the weak ones. So how much, how it was so nicely put forward, that that was a great person. And those people had the strength that time to do those things. Now if we have to do those things, what will happen to us? In those days when they should go for reformation in the Khanqahs, they were going through difficulties of big, big tests. If we go to those tests, what will happen to us? So we have been weak, so Allah. So that's why Allah Ta'ala made it like that, that we make things very easy for us, moderate nothing, in balance everything. Sleep also, eat also, do everything but not commit sins. The most important thing is do not commit sins. Do everything but do not commit sins. The most important thing for a person to understand is that he must not commit a sin. No matter what happens, he may only be farz namaz and sunnah, may not be nafil, but he must not commit sins, because the invitation of the Rabb of Allah Ta'ala only come and commit a sin. People get depressed, you must get depressed when you commit a sin, otherwise you must not get depressed for anything else. So that's the first thing you must understand, that we have created a nation with balance. Everything must be balanced. Then also this month that you must be able to be just and fair. You have to be just and fair. You must be fair with the children. You must be fair with the wife also. Fair with the mothers and fair fathers too. You have to be very fair with the workers also. When you come to matters of this kind, you give judgment between two people, even with your enemy too. You have to be fair. This is what is teaching this ayat of the Quran. That you have to be fair in every condition. Whether it's your wife, with a servant, whether whoever it is, as long as you must be fair with everyone. That is what Allah Ta'ala wanted. That's the other thing, is that be fair. Then comes ihsan. Ihsan means to be polite, to have favors to others, to give good favors, to be polite, to be kind to others. Ihsan. Every good deed that you do for a person is called ihsan. You walk in the street, you find something, you pick up and you move away so no one gets hurt. That's ihsan. You're driving a car and you see an old person, He cannot drive, walk properly. You give him a lift, that is ihsan. Everything is ihsan. That we need to be kind, to be polite. And that is the sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah Ta'ala says that this is what a person should have in him. That kind of quality of this kind of kindness in him, courteous to him. That's quality we're supposed to have, every one of us, to have in us. So in ihsan, this becomes, one is adal, that I mentioned, that you must be fair with everyone. There must be no such thing as taking favoritism to anything. When a person is wrong, if your enemy is in the correct way, you take his part, you don't take it. That is what you call adal. Likewise, you find two sons, your brothers, your sons, your wife and someone, even your worker too, your servant too. If he's right, you have to say he's right. You have to accept that he's right. Now these qualities we're supposed to have in us, which is most difficult, because you know favoritism. Islam does not know favoritism. You must be balanced, you must be fair, you must be just. So that is the thing. Then comes the part of that ihsan. Ihsan is a very vast subject. To be very kind and polite at all times. To forego your comfort for the comfort of others, called ihsan. Which we cannot do today. You forego your comfort for the comfort of this person, which is a very great ihsan, you call that. The Thani Rahmatullah Ali, he wakes up early, someone knocks at the door in the early part of the morning, 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock. He somehow tells the person that you can see who's knocking. And it so happened that person asked for Taweez, because for birth Taweez. Hazrat Ta'ala told him that I'll still have to ghusl also. But he said, he forego his comfort. If you and I, they say, come tomorrow for the Taweez. You do that. But immediately what he did was he went and made ghusl, and he made sure he gave the Taweez on the time. And the father of Allah, the baby was born. But just to show you, you forego your comfort for the comfort of others, that's a very great quality. Very great quality. So that we call ihsan. Then also you must find ihsan on. Then you must find ihsan on animals also. Ihsan, Hazrat is walking past. While he's walking, he sees a man, a hen is drinking water. Everyone walking there. He made sure he took a U-turn, he did not stop it. Why he said, no, that animal is drinking water. Who will look at that point? Likewise, on Guzru, he was in Spain, he was about to start writing a pen, he saw one fly drinking the ink. He did not disturb the fly. Now, if people have so much of concern for animals, how much of concern for Iman, for Adli, for Insan? These are qualities which have been issues for coming to us, that we do not have in us. That brings us some qualities we call, that is what called Kamal, that's called Ihsan. Then the third part is this one that we call in the ayat of that is to be good to your family. You do everything, you know, you can do everything good for others. You can give charity to others also, but remember charity begins at home. What reward you get for giving charity at home in your family, that reward is beyond. But because we have some family misunderstandings, we forget them and we give our charity to outsiders, and they are suffering, which is more important that you give your own family people the charity, which is more rewarding than giving to your outside. In this Quran, I can say that. Then a few things others he said that also keep away from all immodest acts. Zina, homosexuality, lesbianship, all those things come in this year. Fahish. The Quran he says keep away from those things there. And worse is the zulum. Zulum also fall in this year. Zulum is the worst thing, oppression to zulum. A person working for you. When he's working for you, he sold his service to you, not his body. When he sold his service to you, you have to only talk about his servant, but you must respect him. Respect him. You don't think because he's a poor person is working under you, you can say whatever to him. Now, because he has nowhere else to go, he just keeps quiet.
But the treatment you treat him, that is not right. He only served you, his service, but not his body. His body is filled with respect. This is not happiness. These are the qualities we're supposed to have. And zulum is the worst thing. Zulum is the worst thing. And remember, when a person makes zulum on some oppression on someone, the punishment of the world will not actually kill this. He sees the punishment of the world also. So Allah Ta'ala must save us from this. This ayat of the Quran is sufficient for us if we only look into it, ponder upon this ayat. Our whole life revolves on this one ayat. To me, dua kepada Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala amalkan fawfiq nasibkan. Wa akhu ta'ala, alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah, rabbil alamin, wa akhirin, wa salatu wa salam. Allahumma inna la dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatika. Allahumma ahsin aqibatana fil umuri dunya wa atina. من خزي الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب القبر. اللهم نسألك بدعائك والجنة ونعوذ بك والسلام. قل لا دين بالغيب. Give victory to all the Muslims of the world. Whatever difficulties they bring to Allah, remove the difficulty. من غزاء الله تعالى. Have mercy on those people. Forgive the sins and have mercy on them and give them victory. قل لا دين not let the Muslim come over us. Work for us. Let the Muslim follow them. Your power is more. قل اللهم مالك الملك يوضع مالك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك وتعز من تشاء وتذل من بيدك الخير ولا ايبتيز ان يور هاندز ولا ايبتيز ان يور هاندز ولا بد ان تصل بكسي ان تجد وسيم صلى الله تعالى على عبد الله ورحمتك يا رب.